Hello, everybody. This is your Alabama Mamie coming to you live from the middle of cornfield. I just wanted to get on here and thank Audio Boo for giving me an extra minute of talk time, as if anybody really wants to hear what I gotta say. Probably some people would come over here and go, "Boo, Audio Boo, for giving her an extra time," because we don't want to hear her. But you know what? I really don't care if they won't hear me or not. Don't push the play button is what I gotta say. Oh, I just posted a status that said, you know, every day is a brand new day. Just take a deep breath and start it over again, right? Start over again. Don't you wish it was that simple? I mean, really? Because not a lot of people can do that. I know I'm the type of person that, like, I get my feelings hurt real easy. And, like, I take that hurt, that frustration, and I turn it into anger, and I lash out. And that's one of my character flaws that I wish that I could fix, like just change it, like if at the push of a button, change it. Because, you know, ultimately people get what they deserve in the end, but me, I put my heart into everything that I do, whether it be music, voice blogging, helping a friend, or just plain being a friend, you know? I put my heart and my soul into that. And I guess that's the reason I am so easy to be affected whenever it's not appreciated or it's taken advantage of. And, you know, maybe I shouldn't put so much into it. And then that way, I don't expect anything out of it. I don't know. I'm just doing, like, this self-character breakdown to find out why that I do the things I do and what I could do to change, what I need to change. You know, because, like, I'm the type of person that I want everybody to like me. They don't have to love me, but I would like them to like me, you know? I just have a real big problem whenever I know that somebody doesn't like me. Because I try to be kind and understanding and, you know, a good friend to everybody. And there's people out there in this world that will take advantage of that really quick. They take my kindness for weakness. They use me and abuse me, and that's where the anger comes from, is because it's been done over and over and over, the same thing, you know. And all I'm trying to do is be a good person, a good friend, you know, a confidant, whether it be in a relationship or a friendship or whatever. I mean, even down to the relationship that I have with my children, I put my all that I got into it, and I just seem to be falling short somewhere, and I can't figure it out for the life of me, because I can see where I go wrong in a situation. I mean, I sit down, my mother always taught me, put yourself in that person's shoes, Laura, you know, turn the situation around. What if you were them? You know, what were they thinking? What caused that person to be the way they are or do what they did? You know, and there is some situations that I just don't know why, except for the fact that the person just don't care, you know. Because if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, now, need mind you, if you are getting the same thing, yeah, that's going to cause the same reaction, but I'm talking about the person that starts it. The person that starts that ball rolling, if they keep doing the same thing, they're going to get the same results. And I do. I mean, like, I keep giving back what I'm getting, and I don't know how to fix that. It's just driving me nuts. Anyway, y'all have people out there that takes advantage of your kindness. I'm sure you do. How do you stop it? Like, where do you draw the line? What do you do to change the way that people treat you? Is there anything that you can do to change the way that you're treated by people? It's something I'm really going to have to think about. And if anybody out there's got the answer, please feel free to put a comment. I'd rather it be in voice. Put it on this blog. Running out of time, y'all. This is your Alabama Mammy. See ya.